Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Artist in Residence by David McLaughlin. Once upon another life, I worked on the building of an oil rig. Three steel tanks, each 300 foot tall and 50 feet wide, would be joined by a latticework of pipes. The living accommodation platform would go on top, and the tanks would eventually be sunk in the icy waters of the North Sea. For most of the year, the sun rose and set while I was at work. We worked 12-hour shifts in a bleak industrial landscape. The work was hard, the men were harder. Often coming home at the end of the day, it was a struggle to find myself again, to remember I was a young husband and a new father. The job paid the bills, but it fairly scoured the soul. I was part of a team of four junior engineers. Mostly, we were gophers and holders for the big boys. As part of our toolkits, we had magnetic clamps, two square magnets on an aluminum strip handle, like big brackets, and paint pens, like giant toothpaste tubes full of paint, with a ballpoint on the end so you could write technical data on the metal. When we weren't needed for anything, or when the weather was too foul, we retired to our office. One of my workmates, Wooly, would come into the porta cabin we inhabited on his tea break. He would open the door of his metal locker and pull a battered plastic chair behind it. Still in his waterproofs and wearing his safety helmet and boots, Wooly would take out a piece of canvas. Using the magnetic clamps, he would fix his canvas to the inside of his locker door. Until they got used to him, folk would give Wooly some strange looks and make less charitable comments. Wooly's response was always a smile and a kind word. Using a piece of scrap iron as a palette, Wooly would start mixing the paint from the different colored paint pens. Then, for the 10 minutes he had left, he would take paint brushes from his locker and lose himself in his painting. While his workmates boasted about their sexual conquests or how much they drank at the weekend, Wooly created works of art. As we were on the Atlantic coast with the Western Isles nearby, he painted seascapes. Why do I remember this? Because I envied Wooly, and in a way he got me through the whole experience. I never saw him again after the rig was built, but 20-some years later I still think of him with admiration. He taught me there was beauty everywhere. There never was a bleaker place than the construction site, but Wooly managed to find beauty in it. He found it by making it.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.